Good evening, Lock everyone. Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. My name is Yah Ami, the founder of Swift Poetry Chapter. I am really sad right now. I'm really sad about what's going on in the world. I'm really sad about this 17-year-old boy that was murdered by St. Louis Police Department. From my understanding, he was shot 9 times in St. Louis County. I'm really sad. So we're going to be talking about that story. We're going to be talking about injustices in our cities, in your cities, and around the world. Injustices or injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. You're tuning in to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host again, Yah Ami. You can find us on Facebook at SWIP, SWIP, Poetry Chapter. I want to thank all the listening audiences for tuning in to our show on this evening. I'm just deeply appalled by the news I'd just gotten hours ago. I was talking to a friend of mine on the phone, and she had brought it to my attention, and my heart just sank. I'm a single father. I have a son and a daughter. And anytime I hear acts of violence, my heart is just heavy, because I place myself in the position, children, of those parents, of those victims of violence. I mean, it saddens me to hear this traumatizing event, this tragic event that happened with this 17-year-old in St. Louis. It's all on the news. Some people began posting the information on Facebook, pictures of the deceased victim. It's a horrific sight to see. Right now, I just want to say that my heart goes out to the family, the bereaved family. I want to let you know that you are in our thoughts, you are in our prayers. Stay strong. Be blessed. We want to hear from you. We'd like you to call in if you're listening. We'd like you to talk about this tragedy. Talk about this event. That's why we're here. To spread a message of hope and to speak out against the injustices that are going on within our communities around the world. The guest call-in number is 347-857-1587. For those of you that are just now tuning in, again, the guest call-in number right now, we are live and on the air, is area code 347-857-1587. Please give us a call. We'd like to hear your responses as to this event that happened in St. Louis, Missouri. And any tragedies that you are aware of, any violence that has affected you directly or indirectly, perhaps someone that you know, we definitely want to talk about that on our show this evening as well. So the call lines are open, and, you know, please call in. We'd love to hear your voice. We'd love to hear your comments, questions. We have a caller online. We'll be coming to you in just a few moments. I just want to, it's area code 314, I see you. We just want to kind of shed a little more light on this incident that transpired here recently I want to thank all of our followers and friends, supporters on Facebook. We are live and on the air, so we'd love to hear your responses to what's going on presently. Again, I am Yami, your host, and this is SWIP, Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. Again, I'm just deeply appalled by this incident that transpired. I saw a picture of the father holding up a sign, and the sign that he was holding said, "Ferguson police just executed my unarmed son." I saw that and I was in tears. I was deeply moved and hurt when I saw that. Looking at it now just brings tears to my eyes. I'm a father. God forbid. God forbid. We'd like to hear from you now, the families out there, our friends of the families on the line or listening. We'd love to hear your story. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this event. Again, we want to thank all of our Facebook and social media supporters for joining this evening and for tuning in as well. 17-year-old son, 17-year-old man. No words could describe the pain that the family is currently experiencing right now. There's nothing the police department can do or say to make amends for this event, this tragedy. What we're going to do is we're going to read the article that Fox 2 News or Fox2Now.com pretty much said about it, and you'd see that on our page as well. Ferguson, Missouri, KTVI. A shooting in Ferguson has tensions riding high between residents and police in North St. Louis County. Saturday afternoon, a police-involved shooting occurred at the Canfield Green apartment complex in the 2900 block of Canfield. Police say an officer from the Ferguson Police Department was involved in shooting at the apartment complex that left the teenager dead. At the request of the Ferguson Police Department, the St. Louis City Crimes Against Person Unit is taking over the investigation of the shooting. Witnesses to the shooting say that the person shot was a 17-year-old teenager who was walking in the middle of a street with a friend. The police officer involved in the shooting has been put on paid administrative leave. Following the shooting, a large crowd of residents from the apartment complex gathered at the crime scene in the middle of the apartment complex. In response to the crowd, the Ferguson police request additional help for crowd control from St. Louis County Police. A spokesperson for St. Louis County Police says a perimeter was set up around the apartment complex after gunfire was heard in the area. In response to Saturday's shooting, the St. Louis County NAACP has launched an investigation into the events surrounding the death of a man in a police-involved shooting in Ferguson. The NAACP has also asked the Federal Bureau of Investigation to intervene in the investigation. Late Saturday night, St. Louis County Police issued a press release stating that a press conference will be held on Sunday at 10 a.m. at Ferguson Police Department. The president of the St. Louis County NAACP, Missouri State Representative Esther Haywood released the following statement. We are hurt to hear that yet another teenaged boy been slaughtered by law enforcement, especially in light of the recent death of Eric Garner in New York, who was killed for selling cigarettes. We plan to do everything within our power to ensure that the Ferguson Police Department, as well as the St. Louis County Police Department, releases all details pertinent to the shooting. We strongly encourage residents to stay away from the crime scene so that no additional citizens are injured. I have spoken directly with St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar, and I am confident that both he and his department will ensure that the investigation is conducted properly and that all details are kept transparent. Pictures, you can see the pictures if you go to fox2now.com, and the title is Teenager Shot, Killed in Ferguson Apartment Complex. Lord, have mercy. We must stop the violence. We must speak out against these injustices that are going on. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair to our youth. It's not right that they have to continue experiencing these travesties that are going on in the community. Again, injustices anywhere, injustices everywhere. An injustice anywhere is an injustice everywhere. And we can speak about the various forms of topics that are going on as it relates to Stop the Violence. You know, we know for certain there seems to be an ongoing issue with gun violence, black on black crime, or blacks killing blacks. But I mean, even before that, we have to continue to look at history and understand that there's a war against our generation. There's a war against our youth. There's a war against the entire race of people. We must stop this violence against ourselves. We must stop the violence against our family, our neighbors, our community, the world. And when we speak of violence, when we say stop the violence, we're not just speaking about black on black crime. We're not just speaking about gun control or putting down the pistol. We're speaking about violence as a whole. We talk about the 200 women that were kidnapped in Africa. And my heart goes out to those families as well. And we hope that they'll return home safely, all of them. And we must also keep in mind that we have had sons and daughters here in America that were also abducted, kidnapped, gone. Christian Ferguson, Phoenix, caught on here in St. Louis, Missouri. I mean, these are just a few. I was at the train station last week, and I saw a posting of a 14-year-old girl that was missing. She'd been missing since Sunday. It's been almost a week now, tomorrow, since she's been missing. Saw her poster at the train station in Belleville, Illinois. This happened in that location. I'm sad right now about the entire incident. We're live and on the air. You're listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, please feel free to call in. Again, that call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. We want to please hold this family up in our prayers. Hug your loved ones. Let them know how much you love them. Show them how much you love them, how much you care. Because if you don't do it, if you don't do that, not just tonight, but every night on a consistent basis, show them that you love them. Show them that you care. We got a few comments from the chat, and thank you so much. I'm reading the message now from one of the guests in the chat room. This is first off, I don't want to comment on that situation alone, but I cannot hold back from saying this because the more people realize, the more people will understand that just because black people kill blacks, it don't make it right for other ethnicities to kill us off. Pretty soon, if we don't stop thinking ignorant, all of our people will be extinct. Side note, blacks are not the only race killing each other off. Who do you think is killing each other in China? Chinese people, who do you think is killing each other in Japan? You guessed it, Japanese. And that goes for any other country. So before we keep saying blacks killing blacks, does it make it right for every other nationality to kill us off too? Before blacks were killing blacks, who was killing black? Exactly. And now add that with everyone else that is killing us off, and what do you get? Another race extinct, as they did with the Aborigines, the Indians, and so on and so forth. Please wake up and see what's going on. This is my fact, and I approve this message. And if that's not enough to make you mad, what is? End of quote. And that was from a listener on the call line in the chat. Yeah, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We certainly appreciate that. We appreciate your support, and thank you for listening in. You're listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Yami, and you can find us on SWIP, SWIP Poetry Chapter on Facebook.com. I want to thank you all for listening in. I want to thank you all for joining us in the chat room. Please continue to send your chats and your messages, and we'll try to read those as we continue on with our show. Again, we are live and on the air. So the call-in number is 347-857-1587, 347-857-1587. We are live and on the air. So, again, for those of you that do have questions, please continue to send those questions in at this time. We'd love to read your concerns. All right. Okay, we are in the chat. I see we're getting more posts in the chat. They're still coming in. It's just interesting that we, how we seem to put information out there on Facebook before the family can even make any type of comments or modify, or monitor, you know, what's going on, you know, especially in this situation here. It's a sad thing. Wow. Again, our guest calling number is area code 347-857-1587. Please give us a call. We'd like to hear your questions, your comments, your concerns. 347-857-1587. You know, oftentimes when we hear violence, you know, we think of domestic violence or a man beating on a woman. There are many forms of violence that we talk about and that we speak against. And that's violence of self, self-hate, self-hatred. You know, we have a lot of self-hatred going on from what we eat, to what we allow ourselves to listen to the relationships that we have with our parents, our family, friends, loved ones, neighbors. And there was a saying about the saying went something like this, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. You know, we talk about food. Food, we had an artist comment on some of the issues with food, how food also is an act of violence against ourselves. You know, we know that in the meat industry, the animals are beaten, they're lame, they're treated so cruel, so harshly, and then we turn around and eat them. If that's not some type of animalistic behavior, we wonder why we are treating each other with disdain. I mean, that's just one form of violence. The foods that we eat, because some foods that we eat, it has a control and effect on our behaviors. There are chemicals inside of these foods that we eat, and they have adverse effects on us. And I think that, you know, we definitely need to be more mindful of the, not just the foods, but of the foods that we eat. What we listen to, music, can be an act of violence. It perpetrates violence among our youth, among people. And it's traumatizing to hear and to see these forms of violence. Every time you turn on the radio, you're hearing some form of violence being promoted on the radio, or some type of, you know, they're talking about drugs and making all this money and disrespecting women and black women more commonly. And it's sad that you hear and see these instances, these things that are occurring. It really is. We're going to go and look at some of these other comments now that we're getting on Facebook as well as here on our Blog Talk show. I'm looking at the comments now that we're getting from some of our followers and supporters. I see we got a lot of likes on Facebook. We got a lot of we got quite a few likes on Facebook, quite a few Facebook fans requesting to join our groups and also commenting on the present topic, where you have the father holding a sign saying that Ferguson police just executed my unarmed son. We have one of our supporters on Facebook says, no, 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 no. Another symptom of the racial injustice that too many deny. Thank you for that comment. We certainly do appreciate your support. You guys are listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. We are live and on the air. The call in number is area code 347-857-1587. This time I'm going to go to a caller that's on the line now, area code 314. I'm going to open up your call line in just a few minutes, and then I'll go down to the rest of the callers. So, again, just, you know, if you feel comfortable, say your name, what state you're calling from, and your question, your comment, concern as it relates to this topic. First caller I'll go to is area code 314, and the last four digits of that phone number is 9695. So I'll open up that line right now. Okay, good evening, caller. You're on the air.
I'm trying to figure out how to get on here.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Hi, yeah, we hear you. You're on the air.
Hey, shalom, Mark. This brother Teron.
Big brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm just good. Man, it's so sad, man, to hear the news of what happened today with the boy. 17-year-old boy, man, that's troubling. It's been a problem, man, in the community for a while, man, you know, with the law enforcement. A lot of the pages I've been seeing on Facebook with the excessive police violence and lack of respect for the citizens, where they're lacking their roles as to protect and serve. It's more like they having us living back in times of Iraq. You know,
right.
So we need to put something together, man, you know, with the community against this law enforcement agency.
Definitely. Yeah, so when you heard about this event, Brother T, and thank you so much for calling, brother. We definitely appreciate your support. It's great to have you on the show on this evening. When you first heard about this event, what happened, what, tell us the first thing went through your mind when you heard about it, and what was your immediate reaction?
Well, a son of them actually was the one that came and told me what happened, but when I first heard it, man, the first thing I just always think about is the socially engineered plan of just destroying the young black male, man. It's just the destruction of the black male, man. That's what I see, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the first things that came to my mind. I have two 17-year-olds. I got one just turned 18, 17-year-old son, man. And, you know, they out there. They out and about having good times. And it's just, you know, it just scares me, man. It's almost like, you know, I almost don't want them to go outside in the streets, you know. Because they got a war on both ends with the law enforcement and with the blocks in the streets and their own kind, you know. So it was troubling, bro.
Yeah, it certainly is, brother. It certainly is. I mean, you know, this young brother, 17 years old, had not even begun to enjoy life yet, had not even began to enjoy life yet. It's truly sad, man. And, you know, as a single father, you know, my heart certainly goes out to, you know, the bereaved family as well. And, you know, again, we want to keep them in our prayers. You know, it was sad, man, hearing the story and then seeing the posts on Facebook and, you know, the pictures being posted of the young man that was slain. I mean, that's just, man, what parent wants to see that, man? You know,
exactly.
You don't even have all the information, but you're putting that information on Facebook. What parent wants to see that, man, on
exactly.
Facebook? Man, it's appalling. It's appalling, man. And so, you know, this is why we do what we do. This is why we speak out against injustices, man. This is why we've done our Stop the Violence marches, you know, in East St. Louis, Illinois, St. Louis, Missouri. You know, we supported the Trayvon Martin piece. You know, we were in contact with the friends of Trayvon Martin's family, and you know, we reached out to that family as well, to the Trayvon Martin family, when that situation began happening with them. And so, you know, we got to, you know, remember that, we got to remember the families here, not just in St. Louis, but all over, that's been affected by violence, because, again, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. And so we have to continue sending messages of hope to our people, to kind of let them know, man, that, you know, you're not in this alone, that there are opportunities, you know, with violence. You know, we know that an act of violence is unemployment. You know, if you're not employed, right. You're not making money, you're not in a position to take care of your household, yourself, your family, then, I mean, you're going to turn back to the streets, or you're going to turn to the streets, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, so there has to be resources. You know, you got a lot of organizations that's always in the media and always, you know, and when it's convenient for them, I guess, to, you know, always in the media talking about stop the violence this, stop the violence that, but, you know, they're not providing these resources for, you know, for our youth and for, you know, the family, the victims' families, you know. And you know what? I think that in times like this, we need intervention. We need counseling. The family needs counseling. They need to have that. You know, when they lose someone, they need to have a time where they have a counsel appointed to them, and just to check on their welfare and how they're doing and how they're coping with the reality that they just lost their loved one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, it's a lot of stuff that's going on, brother. And, you know, we just touching the surface on some of these levels of violence. You know, we talked about the food, you know, the foods mm-hmm. that we eat is a form of violence against ourselves.
Yeah.
The relationships that we have with our brothers, with our sisters, with our neighbors, you know, we got to make sure that we keep everything on the up, you know, that we honoring and respecting our you know, the brothers, the sisters, and that we raising these young men and these young women, these boys and girls, up to be young men, strong young men, and beautiful and strong young women as well. So, you know, we got to definitely definitely keep them in mind. I think about it every day. I look at my two children, and I'm reminded of the grace and mercy that was bestowed on me to, see these beautiful babies every day and to educate them and guide them. So, brother, again, it's definitely a pleasure having you on the call tonight. Sir. Definitely. So you have any other comments or questions or concerns? Anything else you'd like to add?
Brother, I just appreciate that you opened this forum, man. I hope that people are listening, that we can continue to communicate through the blogs and through these things to where through your swipe poetry, man. We really need to get busy out here, man. That's the main thing. We really need to get busy out here. We can blog, talk all night, but man, action is what it takes. So if it's us a start, it is what it is. It's those that are caught, those who want to get down, you get with Big Bruh, and he'll let you know. We need to make some moves in the community, man. Real talk.
Man, we definitely appreciate that, Brother T. Again, you all are listening to SWIP Poetry, or SWIP Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. You're listening to Brother T. Brother T, he's released his CD. Reality Rap is the name of his organization, and we got a beautiful song talking about peace. The title of that is actually Peace, and we'll have that available for you all to listen to as well. Another brother, another strong, positive brother doing his thing, speaking up against injustices and violence against ourself and within our community. So we'll definitely have that available for you all. Brother T, tell us where you can be reached at.
You can reach me at
Facebook, email.
Facebook, email, tblakey184@yahoo.com. Y'all hit me up. Sir Robin Yao on Facebook. Inbox me. I got music. If you got music, collaborations as far as cultural awareness, consciousness music. I'm always inclined to work with anybody. I want to work with some live conscious-minded artists, so we can start this movement. This is what I think that it takes for our youth to hear some positive music, to start getting their minds generated into a more positive direction. So anybody want to give it to me, that's how you get at it.
Well, we definitely appreciate that. Now, spell your Facebook name for our audience that are not familiar with who you are.
Capital T-E-R, Benyah, B-E-N-Y-A-H, Terah Benyah. Reality Rap, known as in hip-hop community.
Brother, again, we want to say thank you so much for calling in. We certainly appreciate your call and your support. Please, stay in touch, stay in tune, and, we will definitely continue building and affecting positive change with these communities.
Bro. Hey, I'll see you, man. I'll holler at you, man.
All right. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. All right. We have another call online. Also, area code 314. Okay. The last four of that is 0319. So we are going to open up your line right now. Okay, caller, you are on the air. Good evening. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
I'm a high school teacher with the same.
Okay, I'm sorry.
School.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Repeat that, please. I'm sorry. I still had you on mute. Go ahead, sister. Good evening. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Diane Watson. I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a high school teacher. And I just want to say, people are so outraged. And the reason why the public is so outraged when a police officer kills an innocent person is because we employ them to protect us, not to kill us. There is an outcry from the people in the community because there is an injustice. If they, meaning the police officer, the law, can't refrain from killing unnecessarily themselves, how are they going to intercede and keep us from killing each other? The violence needs to stop. We need, as a people, to stop and think about some of the things that we employ in our kids' minds. When you have fathers getting high with their kids, brothers plotting against brothers, the violence needs to stop, and it needs to start somewhere.
That's true. Thank you so much, sister. I really appreciate that. You make some strong and valid points. Strong and valid points. Thank you so much for representing the school system. And
I mean, I see it every day in our kids. They don't have any leadership. Our leadership, somewhere we have failed, and I can't say it's the parents' fault. It's a shutdown somewhere in our community.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think part of that is, though, is that we lack a strong community. I personally grew up in a time where you'd always hear the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. I actually grew up in that type of village where if you did something wrong, your neighbor was going to chastise you and or discipline you. And when you got home, you was going to get it from your mama or your daddy or both of them. And you might get it from your grandmama or your granddaddy or your auntie or your uncle or something. So, I mean, we lack that accountability. We lack that that sense of support from the community now, not just on the disciplinary end of it, but on the spiritual components are missing, and then the true mentorship is also missing as well. So, you made some valid points.
Well, they took prayer out to schools. That's one, and this is my personal opinion, nothing to do with my professional opinion. This is my personal opinion. They have taken prayer out to schools. They have allowed the parents to they have taken away discipline from parents. And personally, I feel that the law prefer to beat your kids instead of allowing you discipline them. They have taken all that out the hands of the parents. So therefore, this is what we end up with. I see students these days, they have no compassion for each other. They have no compassion or respect for the teachers or authoritative figures. We're just living in a society where it's a lost generation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You are certainly right about that. Now, we want to keep the family in our thoughts and in our heart and in our prayer. So you have any words that you'd like to say to the bereaved family in St. Louis?
My heart goes out to anyone that has lost someone as young as this young man was. I've dealt with it for years. I've been teaching for over 27 years, and when I first started teaching, it was devastating for me to hear about a student of mine who had gotten killed. But in the 27 years I've been teaching, I've learned to kind of go with the flow. And you hate to say that, but that's where it is. Family, I just wanted to say, keep their heads up. There's no sense of tearing up your community. That won't work either. But if we all band together and make a positive impact on what needs to be changed, then I feel that there's some changes will be made.
And thank you so much, sister. I really appreciate your comments and your concerns. They're really, 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 really important. We got a few guests online in our chat room. We want to welcome everybody. You're listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Yah Ami, and our Facebook page is SWIP, SWIP, Poetry Chapter. And again, we are talking about the 17-year-old young man that was slain, murdered in the streets of St. Louis, Missouri, by St. Louis County Police Department. The family is going through a time of need, a time of bereavement, and we want to say that we are holding them up in our prayers and they are in our thoughts. So please, please, please love your children. Love on them. Show them that you love them, that you care. And raise them up. Raise them up the right way before these streets get to them. So thank you so much, sister. I definitely appreciate your comments, concerns. You have any final words you'd like to say before let you go?
I just want to say to the Ferguson community, keep your heads up and remember, violence is not the answer.
And thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.
Okay. So we definitely appreciate that. We have a few guests in the chat. So please message us if you can hear us. And we can comment on your messages. Okay. So we want to welcome guest 5912 to the chat room. We also want to welcome guest This Do Gang. Is that G-A-I-N-T fixed? Okay, THISDOGAINTFIXED. So we want to welcome you to our show. Okay. All right, we want to welcome you. This Dog Ain't Fixed. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. We want to thank our Facebook supporters for listening and tuning in. Please give us a call at area code 347-857-1587, 357-857-1587. We have another caller on the line. I'm going to go to that caller now. Area code 314, last four ending in 4101. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, or now is the time to speak. I'm opening up your line now. A few words, please. Just tell us your first name and where you're calling from. Caller, you're alive and on the air. Thank you for calling. Hello, caller. You're on the air. At this time, your line is open. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can voice those concerns now. Or we'll come back to you. Okay, we'll come back to that caller. Remember, together we can stop the violence. Together we can stop the violence. Together is the key word. Together we can stop the violence. I want to thank the callers who had just called in and was speaking to us about violence, the young lady that we had just gotten off the phone with, and the gentleman that had called before her, and just speaking about the violence. You heard the young lady. She's a school teacher, works in the public school system, and she's been hearing and seeing and witnessing violence so often that she's to hearing situations where someone was murdered, you know, the night before, the last week. And, I mean, you heard her. She was just pretty much saying that she sees it all the time. She witnessed it all the time, you know, in St. Louis, that, you know, one of her students or a friend of one of her other students, you know, was murdered. I mean, it's sad that you know, we are, you know, in a time like this. It's sad. It really is. It really is. We had a message from one of our Facebook followers saying, "I am so sorry to hear this." Yeah, please, if you have words of endearment, words of comfort, please, please, please message us. Please send us a chat on our Facebook, SWIP, SWIP Poetry Chapter fan page, or here on Blog Talk Radio. It's SWIP, 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 Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. So, yeah, please, please continue to place your comments. And we will comment on them, and we will read them if we time allows. All right, so I'm reading another message. We are live now for those of you that are just now tuning in. All right. Again, the call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. Again, we want to thank everyone in the chat rooms for tuning in and listening to our show. We have about 37 minutes remaining. So we were talking about the 17-year-old man that was slain, murdered by St. Louis County Police Department. And it's certainly a travesty what's going on in the city. The phone lines are open. We'd love to hear your voice. We'd love to hear you voice your opinions on this matter. We'd like to hear someone from the NAACP give us a call. And we'd really love to hear someone, one of the family, someone, a member from the family call us as well. My heart goes out to the family. All right, we are getting messages. I guess 5912, if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, please feel free to comment, and we will speak on your message. We'll read it out loud. Wow. I remember listening to a song back in the day. It said, I believe the children are our future. We have to invest in our children, and we have to show them that there is a better way. We have to continue to encourage them to stay strong. We have to invest in our children. We need to find out what their passions are. Find out what their goals are, their dreams, their desires. What are they most ambitious about? Get to know your children. Get to know what their dreams are. Their dreams may not be your dreams. Your dreams may not be their dreams. Find out what their dreams are. Don't force your dreams, your visions on them. That only makes them rebel. You're listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Yami. And our Facebook page is SWIP, SWIP Poetry Chapter. For those of you that are not familiar with Poetry Chapter or Stop the Violence mission or movement, we will give you more information about what we are doing in the communities. We are an advocate of speaking out against injustices that's pretty much what we do. We like to speak out against injustices that are going on all across the globe, whether it's in St. Louis or Chicago or any of the 50 states. You know, if we find out about it, about the injustices that are going on, we will do what we can to support and speak out against those injustices, and not just speak out against them, but collaboratively come up with ways to deal with what's going on. We like to showcase artists, their talents. We do a Stop the Violence, or we do a an open mic show once a month. And our theme is generally Stop the Violence. We are in the process of, we are currently accepting submissions for our very first Stop the Violence anthology that will be published. So those of you that are interested in participating or submitting your poetry, short stories, or words of inspiration to our Stop the Violence anthology, we are currently accepting submissions for that. The deadline for that is August 21st, 2014. You can submit up to 5 poems and a short story, and you can email that to swippoetry@gmail.com. That's swippoetry@gmail.com. You can request our entry form. We do have an entry form. The entry form will give you all the guidelines and details about how to submit your material. And again, you have to submit it by the 21st of August. So we'd like to have it by the 21st of August. So the title, as the headline reads, with Fox 2 Now News, man shot killed in Ferguson apartment complex, 78 minutes. Man shot killed in Ferguson apartment complex. Oh, have mercy. And then you have the father holding up the sign that he written, and he says that it's sad. He says that Ferguson police just executed my unarmed son. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, a friend of mine was telling me about the incident. We were just talking on the phone, and she brought this to my attention. And, you know, I said that we certainly need to talk about this. We certainly need to shed some light on this incident here, and we are hoping to hear from the family. We are going back to the call line. We have another caller on the line. Area code 708, last 4 digits is 1651. We are going to the call line now. We will open up your call right now. Caller, you are live and on the air. Thank you for calling. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from, please.
This is Phyllis. Sister Phyllis.
Yeah, I mean, how you doing?
Hey, Phyllis, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. I've been listening, and you know my thoughts in this area because I lost a son. In 1992.
I do.
Not by the police, but by their plans. You know, when I talk to kids, you know that's what I do. I go out and I talk to children about gangs and drugs, and they need to know what happened when their parents were young. They need to know about how. I lived in the projects in Chicago, and I sat in my window, and I watched them bring trains, 6 trains,
Nobody ever pays any attention that through every project complex, there's a railroad train running through it.
Mm-hmm.
And they would bring the trains, drop one, and keep going. The kids would get on and steal TVs, VCRs, T-shirts, gym shoes. 1972, they got on there and stole Uzis and Tech Man. I saw them getting off the train with them. I called the police, and they did not come because they sent them there. I try to tell the kids that they bring the drugs over here. Look at Ali North and Noriega. They live in a life of luxury, but they was bringing the drugs over here to the United States, and they would bring it to our neighborhood so that our kids can sell them and use them. And it all comes down to prison for profit. They issue the guns, mm-hmm. and they issue the drugs so that they can put these kids in jail. They tear down high schools and build up new jails for kids. They need to know what's really going on. You know, I spoke to you about that idea I had about a summit. I don't know how that would ever come into fruition, but to get all the gangs together, if I could just get hope to the head that I locked up, that's never going to see daylight ever again, get hope to each one of them and have them get their boys to come to a large, large venue. I want to get a number and have parents of murdered children call me and tell me their stories and the most heart-wrenching stories. I would have them on the panel. They need to know what they do to the parents. A lot of these kids that are doing this have lost sisters and brothers due to gang violence. I know that you're talking on the issue about the father losing the son, but you know how I get on violence, period.
No, sister, go ahead. Please speak your piece. This platform is certainly for you. Please speak your piece and then enlighten our audience on what happened, you know, with your situation, with your son. May you rest in peace, and my heart also goes out to you as well. I love and I appreciate you and your support. Please enlighten us.
Yeah, my son was 25 years old, married, and in college when he was murdered. 1988, I lived in Las Vegas, and his friend, he and my other son were standing around a crap game, watching a crap game, and these boys walked up to his friend and said, "What's up now?" the N-word, and shot him, but it didn't kill him. Everybody started spreading. They were just shooting at everybody. As a matter of fact, my son caught one in the leg. But he got to safety. The boy that they were trying to kill was running next to my other son, and he was still trying to get away because they were still trying to shoot at him. Once they crossed the street, this is in Chicago, they crossed Drexel Boulevard at the medium, the boy dropped dead. My son wound up going to the hospital for his leg. As soon as he was released, and the police had come in and told him that his friend was dead. It was his best friend. As a matter of fact, he even wrote a rap about him the night that he died. But he went mm-hmm. to his mother's house to give his condolences. And you know how people gather, the family gather around. There was a lot of men in that family. And they said, "He was with right. you, the N-word. You set him up. He was just my friend. That was my best friend, man. I wouldn't be here if I set him up. That was my homie, so-and-so, so-and-so." There was a little boy sitting on the couch, 12 years old.
Mm.
"When I get older, I'm going to kill you." The mother just checked him right then and there, but she didn't. 4 years later, 16 years old, saw my son going in the store and said, "He changed my brother. Now we're going to change him." Talked the other seven boys into jumping on him and beating him. And then they held him down while they went to a building, got a gun, a vacant building, got a gun, and shot him 3 times. He's dead and gone for nothing.
Wow.
25 years old, married, in college with a little girl, and spending his free time, school that his children attend. And the rest of the free time, he and I both used to go out to the projects, open up the hood of his car, and he put on some music, and we would rap positive messages. So at his funeral, and you know how you go around seeing the last time? Well, I had them announce that you're going to see him for the last time and you're going to hear him for the last time. So as they opened up the casket, out of the PA system came his voice. "Brothers, May I have your attention? I got a simple question I'd like to mention. Do you want to rap or sell coke for Twin 21? Junk boy, it ain't no joke. Indictments I made. Are you afraid? Because they're coming for you. I tried to warn you, but you didn't want to listen to my rap when all the time I was busting you and your homeboys cap, putting fear in your heart. From the start, you wouldn't play my tape because you was living large, playing EMP, Eric B, and Heavy D. But all the time, you diss JC. See, the stuff I wrote is like fact, not fiction, but you sold your coke, weed, and dope is your decision. Do you want to rap or sell coke? Some say JC stands for Jesus Christ. Blessed, baptized, born again. Now, ain't that nice? Well, it'd even be nicer if you were taught why Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross. Not to have young youth selling coke, but to rap on the mic and stay away from the hype. Now, who give the power of the knowledge I kick? Because the way people live really makes me sick. Young kids want to swing, and I know swing, and it's last on the ground from a ghetto thing. Slide boards don't slide, monkey bars don't shine, and the fathers of the children are drinking wine all day, but Jay write what he see. Don't blame it on us, but society. Take it as a joke or a death approach. Many people who live just like a roach, running high to the closet that they call crack, and the knowledge I give is just slack. You see, Chicago is where I live. Pure truth and knowledge is what I give. So listen to this. Brotherly love is G-O-D in the sky up above. But you don't know getting down at a project ground just for being around. And selling dope is your main expect. But JC's here and he's coming correct. Do you want to rap or sell coke? That's what they heard as they went around to see him for the last time. And you're talking about having some young boys crying, listening to his last message. Whether it's got to their hearts or not, I don't know. But that was his message, his last message. Our problem today is that the kids today have young parents, and they're not like we were. I'm 68 years old. These kids are getting high, smoking on blunts. You know, some of my hikes, you know what I'm saying? They don't even have the love to spread around. Some of the women are single-parent mothers with six kids, don't have enough love to run around for the kids, don't have enough money, and let them run amok out in the street, and they find love in the gang. But gangs don't love. You know, those leaders that are down there now, you think somebody's sticking by them sending them some money? I don't think so. So they got to learn that, you know, it's not about that. They need to start loving each other, because every time they pull that trigger and kill one of their own, you know who's sitting back laughing about it. I just had to call in. I was listening to you, but, you know, I know it has to do with this father losing his son. I lost my son, and it's a horrible feeling. I wound up in a mental institution. Nobody knows what happens to parents when they lose their children. Right. It's the worst feeling in the world. It feels like a piece of your stomach is removed, the mother at least. I don't know. I know that my husband, my ex-husband, he still cries about Jerry. He still cries about him. And it's been 22 years, and it seemed like it was just yesterday. I can remember verbatim everything that happened. He spent his last hours with me. People don't know what parents feel when their child is killed, and especially by the police, who's supposed to be, they're getting paid to serve and protect.
Right, right.
But I'm going to leave it alone, because you know I would do your whole show for you if I keep talking. Maybe the next time you talk about prison advocacy, I'll come in and tell you about that. You know, that's what I know about.
Absolutely, yeah. It's coming up. You know it's coming. It's definitely coming up. So
just
listen, Silas, I want to thank you
iPad,
so much. I will definitely be in touch with you. Tell us how we can reach you on Facebook for those that might want to try to reach out to you.
Silas Searcy, S-E-A-R-C-Y.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much, Phyllis. I do appreciate your time, and thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And until next time, we'll keep it moving. Thank you so much for calling.
All right.
You all are listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Ya'ami. And we have some information that we'd like to share with you. Several things, actually. We mentioned the Stop the Violence anthology project that we have coming up. SWIP Stop the Violence fundraiser. Please submit your poems and short stories for free publication today. Time is running out and we still need to reach artists in about 40 other states. We need your help in spreading the word about our Stop the Violence anthology. Please ask about membership, members at large opportunities, or be part of our fundraising efforts and see how you may also begin having an immediate income source. For more information, you can check out www.iboural.net/stop the violence and then click on the detail tab. If you have additional questions, please feel free to email us at swippoetry@gmail.com. Or you may also tune in to our daily conference calls on Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time to approximately 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And that call-in number is area code 857-232-0157. The code or PIN number that you'd have to enter in is 742-018 and then pound. Remember, together we can stop the violence. Together we can stop the violence. We have about 16 minutes remaining on this session here. So again, if you are interested in commenting, please feel free to do so at this time. Those that are in our chat line, please feel free to comment, send us a message in the chat, or try to give us a call. Area code 347-857-1587. You're listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am your host, Ya'ami, with SWIP Poetry Chapter on Facebook, SWIP Poetry Chapter. Thank you so much for tuning in to our show. Again, we definitely appreciate your support. Any other questions, comments, concerns at this time, please do not hesitate to call and respond. We're going to go back to our Facebook page and check for the other comments that you guys are posting there so that we can spread this word to our listening audiences as well. We really do appreciate the support that we're receiving from you guys. I was looking at something that we had posted on Facebook. It was from a person had posted it. It looks like Omotola. Let me just spell the name. Omotola is the first name. The last name is Jolade. They had sent us this picture, or we saw this picture in Facebook. It says, 4-month-old baby girl found buried alive. So surprisingly, she's still alive, but is in a very critical condition. And then she said a prayer over the baby. And you know, you have a picture of the baby here wrapped up. It's exposed. It had been wrapped up in some form of cloth, and the baby's just a precious little jewel. I'm sure the baby's just so traumatized about that horrific experience. It's sad. It really saddens me to see and to hear that mothers are people who are putting babies in trash cans and just getting rid of their precious seeds, their beautiful little babies. It's so it's heart wrenching, I tell you. It is. It really is. Okay. Well, we got some more information that we'd like to share with you all. Again, just remember to take advantage of our Stop the Violence anthology that we are currently taking submissions for. The deadline is August 21st. We'd like to send shout-outs to Unity Through Poetry, Spreading Unity Through Poetry. We want to send our shouts out to them. They featured us. We were spotlighted on their website. And they give some nice little accolades to us, so we definitely appreciate that. SUTP Spotlight is on y'all. I'm the founder of SWIT Poetry Chapter of St. Louis. This is what they had to say about us, guys. This organization does more than support poetry and writers. This organization publishes works, feeds communities, and is an advocate for Stop the Violence campaigns. They host their own Stop the Violence mixtapes, where artists worldwide can submit. Most recently, SWIP is collecting written works for a Stop the Violence anthology. Please note, SWIP Poetry Chapter is still accepting submissions to their Stop the Violence anthology publication. To pre-order your prestigious keepsake copy of their first annual Stop the Violence anthology today, and then we have a link that you can go to. It's www.eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com / /stop-the-violence-anthology, anthology-2014-tickets-11180522243. This healing collective anthology of poetry, short stories, and inspiration is a worldwide effort to our World Peace Initiative. We have extended our deadline again to August 21st, 2014. Don't miss your publishing opportunity. Free entry, limited time offer. It does not matter what state you live in, those of you that are asking. It does not matter what state you live in. You are asked to please submit your material today. If you have been affected by violence or know anyone that has been affected by violence, we want to hear your story. Please message us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/SWIP, S-W-I-P, Poetry Chapter, all caps, everything's all cap. Or you can send us an email at SWIP, S-W-I-P, Poetry at gmail.com, or inquire about setting up an interview. We encourage you all to give us a call here on Blog Talk Radio. Our call-in number is area code 347-857-1587, 347-857-1587. That's our call-in number on Blog Talk Radio. So, you know, you can email us at SWIP, S-W-I-P, poetry at gmail.com, or you can inquire about setting up an interview to discuss the violence in your community. And we do Skype interviews. Our Skype username is SWIP, S-W-I-P, poetry, P-O-E-T-R-Y. That's our username on Facebook. So we interview that's our username on Skype. So we use Skype to conduct our video interviews, and then, of course, we can do our interviews, our phone interviews. Those of you that are interested in our phone interviews, give us a call, 314-375-6574, so that's pretty much, what we have going on. Those of you that have businesses and you like to promote what you're doing, please do not hesitate to give us a call. You can call in and let us know on our next Blog Talk show. We're going to be doing this pretty frequently. Hit us up, let us know about the violence that's going on in your community so we can help support and educate the community on what's going on in your city, in your state. And we'd love to have you more more involved with what we are doing, definitely. So it's certainly a blessing to have your support on this beautiful evening. So again, the main topic of discussion is regarding a 17 year old young man that was murdered by St. Louis County Police Department, who has yet to provide a statement to the general public, a detailed statement to the general public as to what happened. I want to thank our guests for logging into our chat room. It looks like we got Learner Curious One, we want to welcome you to the chat. And then again, guest 5912, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got about 7 minutes remaining in our show. So, again, we can't say thank you enough to our Facebook supporters. We love you. We appreciate you. And we love your support. We love your support. So continue supporting SWIP. Post your chapter on Facebook and follow our groups. We have several groups on Facebook. Poets of Facebook is one of our groups, and Stop the Violence is another of our groups on Facebook. It's called Stop the Violence, World Peace and Healing. World Peace and Healing. Stop the Violence, World Peace and Healing. Those are our accounts on Facebook. Of course, we're on Twitter. Twitter is www.twitter.com/SWIP, SWIP, poetry, POETRY. We had a few callers on the line, calls that we answered from a few callers who expressed their condolences to the family, to the bereaved family. And again, we definitely send our condolences to the family as well. You were listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. We want to thank everyone for your support and for listening in to our show. We've got about 5 minutes remaining, 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. The phone lines are open for any questions, comments, or concerns. And again, guest call-in number is always 347-857-1587. Time we're gonna look into the go into the chat and see what the what our listeners are saying. Okay. All right. Our mission is to spread a message of hope that will empower our communities. And our mission is to spread a message of hope that will empower our communities and stop youth violence across America. That's our mission. Our guest call-in number is area code 347-857-1587. I am your host, Yah Ami, the Blog Talk Radio host. And it has certainly been an honor and pleasure speaking with you all and seeing your comments and your likes. I got another message from my Facebook followers and friends on in Facebook. Just saying that they love the show, they appreciate the show, and thank you so much for that comment. We appreciate it. All right, time is certainly winding down. We've got a few minutes remaining. We've got about 3 minutes remaining, so we'll keep the lines open just in case we get some other callers. So again, our mission is to spread a message of hope that will empower our communities and stop youth violence across America. So that's our mission. And again, you can find us on Facebook.com / all caps. It's SWIP, SWIP, Poetry, P-O-E-T-R-Y, Chapter is our name on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can find us www.twitter.com/SWIP, S-W-I-P, poetry. And you are listening to SWIP, Stop the Violence, Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, Yami. I want to thank you all so much for your time, for your patience, and for tuning in to our show tonight. The main topic of the show is Stop the Violence, but our main topic tonight is regarding the 17-year-old young man that was murdered by St. Louis County Police here in St. Louis, Missouri. The St. Louis residents, St. Louis County residents. And St. Louis is just outraged right now going on. They're outraged with this event. I'm sad. But again, together we can stop the violence. Together we can stop the violence. We've got about 60 seconds remaining before we end this Walk Talk show. So guest 5912, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you and all of our other guests that logged in and logged out. Learner Curious One, we want to thank you for logging in as well. And, of course, SWIP, Stop the Violence. We want to our co-host, I want to thank you for your support as well. And we had several other guests that signed in. This dog ain't fixed. Okay. All right. We want to thank you for tuning in to our show as well. All of our Facebook followers, thank you so much again for tuning in to our Stop the Violence Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Yami, your host. You can find us on Facebook, SWIP Poetry Chapter. Thank you so much. Until next time, be blessed.